in both local, sports and international news.
Good evening and welcome to Millennium Radio News, the top stories. Zambia Land Alliance calls for activation over key constitutional bodies. Smallholder farmers call for broader FRA business portfolio. In international news, Ukrainian drones target St. Petersburg in attack Russia calls unprecedented.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
I'm Rebecca Lungu-Daka with the news in detail. The Zambia Land Alliance has expressed concern over what it describes as government's failure to operationalize key constitutional commissions. Zambia Land Alliance Executive Director Patrick Musole says government has not yet operationalized several constitutional commissions, including the Lands Commission and the Gender Commission. Mr. Musole says the continued delay raises serious concerns about government's commitment to implementing constitutional provisions. He notes that the failures to operationalize these commissions points to a lack of potential political will, adding that such bodies are critical in promoting transparency, accountability and protection of citizens' rights. Mr. Musole has since urged government to take immediate steps to ensure that the commission becomes fully functional.
We have placed a land commission to put in place a gender commission and a number of other commissions which have not been operationalized because of financial constraints. So what it means is that instead of a team of people that makes up that commission making decisions on land administration or land governance, it is an individual land commissioner. So that exposes us to subjectivity, especially that this land commissioner is an individual that is appointed by the president. So that gives us, means that there is less objectivity, because this person is appointed by the president to undertake land administration on behalf of the.
Chartered accountant Robert Malasha has urged the government to repair its relationship with the United States following a continued decline in copper uptake from Zambia. Mr. Malasha says the reduced demand from the United States is a concern for Zambian mining sector and export earnings. He notes the copper remains a major driver of the economy and any drop in major exports markets affects national revenue. Mr. Malasha says a strengthening diplomatic and the trade ties with the United States could restore confidence and improve access to the market. He has called on the government to engage the United States through dialogue and trade cooperation to support copper exports.
50% now you are thinking, is this trajectory going to continue? Then the uptake of exports of Zambia, from Zambia by Switzerland, which was ideally a traditional highest. If you look at the numbers don't lie, they're there. Yes, the exports themselves, total exports, have increased. But there's a correlation with the increase in Canada, there's a correlation in increase in the Democratic Republic of Congo. But with SADC, the exports to SADC has a body, effectively has increased because of Democratic Republic. And if you remove Congo, they have reduced, apart from Mozambique. Okay? So when you break it down like that and you're telling people, now you start thinking, why is it that Canada is buying more from us and China is not? That should worry you. Because what if Trump is out of power or Trump changes his mind and becomes kind to Canada? Will Canada continue?
The National Association for Smallholder Farmers, NASFA, has called on the Food Reserve Agency, FRA Board, to diversify its agency's business portfolio in order to better support smallholder farmers. NASFA Executive Director Dr. Frank Kayula says the current operations of the Food Reserve Agency are limited and do not adequately help smallholder farmers transition into commercial farming. Dr. Kayula says diversifying the agency's activity will create more market opportunities, improve access to finance and strengthen value addition for smallholder farmers. He adds that with the right support systems in place, smallholder farmers can significantly contribute to national food security and economic growth. Dr. Kayula has since urged the Food Reserve Board to adopt reforms that will make the agency more responsive to the needs of the smallholder farmers and promote sustainable agriculture development.
Is that why the price is much better to the farmers? If that's the case, we are saying farmers are benefiting from the price that FRI is likely to get from the market in Congo. But also, it is important that the FRI works with private sector, because FRI is big, the government wing. Once it's just doing what can be done by private sector, for more citizens actually to benefit through the exports, then the private sector is being thrown out. If FRI is saying that the maize they want to export, they will do it hand in hand with the private sector, then that's very good, because the current policy under the UPND government is that agriculture must be led by private sector.
A chartered accountant, Emmanuel Mbambiko, has urged government to put in place strong safeguard and audit programs to ensure effective implementation of the current national budget. Mr. Mbambiko says there is need for enhanced oversight, particularly in key spending areas such as the Constituency Development Fund CDF and free education policy. He says that without proper monitoring evaluation and auditing mechanisms, public funds risk being misapplied, undermining the intended impact of these programs. Mr. Mbambiko says the transparent financial controls will improve accountability, promote efficiency use of resources, and ensure that budgeted funds deliver tangible benefits to citizens within the current fiscal year. He has since called on government institutions to strengthen internal controls and independent audits to enhance public confidence in the implementation of national developmental programs.
There will be a place for, I know that the president talked about consolidating the gains that the government has made, and to consolidate, obviously, part of what we may have to do is asking sure that there are checks and balances and controls in place, and those checks and balances and controls are working. And how do you ensure that they are working? You ensure that they are working by providing the audit service. So the audit service will then provide an assurance that the controls that you put into place are working. So I'm hoping that in the budget within the same allocation or amount allocated to CDF will be a portion for external audit engagement, so that that is done on the CDF. Because, I mean, whether I like it or not, cases of abuse are always there.
And now, business news. Business news.
An economist has appealed to beneficiaries on government empowerment programs to honor their repayment obligations. Economist Shabdin Mwemba has urged members of the public to respond positively to government empowerment initiatives, particularly those under the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission and the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Mwemba says timely payments are critical to the sustainability of these programs as they enable government to recycle funds and expand to more citizens. He notes that failure to repay loans undermines the objective of empowerment schemes and places a burden on public resources. He has further encouraged beneficiaries to view the funds as an opportunity to build viable businesses and improve livelihoods rather than handouts. Mr. Mwemba has since called for increased financial discipline and accountability to ensure long-term success of empowerment programs.
Over 90% of people are not paying. So the same story is the same across actually. Either you go to CEC, the recovery rate is very low. Even staff, we find that the recovery rate is very low. I think the informal sector also needs to change the attitude of the culture so that we become, financial discipline. We become financial disciplined and ensure that they pay back when the borrowers have to pay back. That's the only way, because the efforts that the government is putting in place, if at all, the informal sector doesn't take it seriously. I mean, they need to go to waste. They need to empower the informal sector, be it through the loan empowerment, knowledge empowerment, so that they become viable. And Zambia can only be grown by Zambians. We can't expect foreigners to come and grow our economy.
We take a break. We have international and sports news after that. Stay tuned.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning